If you are an active duty service member ready to transition out of the military, a loving spouse seeking support and resources on how to cope with PTSD, or maybe a military brat ready to take the next steps to join the Air Force, or a veteran wanting to connect with others through shared experiences, then this is the right podcast for you. My name is Laura Figures, and this is the Freedom Isn't Free podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Laura Figures. First, thank you for joining me each and every single week as we continue to bring you inspiring stories or resources that address Is Freedom Free? Today, I would like to highlight the month of April as it is the month of the military child. Now, some of you may know, yes, I am a military brat. My mom served 20 plus years in the Army. And I, being a military brat, sacrificed a lot more than what a lot of people know. I seen a quote on Facebook that really resonated with me. Military kids will have met more significant people by the age of 18 than the average person has in their entire life. Now let's stop and think. The military child often travels every 3 years to different bases. One day we'll wake up in Arkansas, the next day we'll wake up in Korea, and that is our life. Our parents, our service members, signed us up. And I thank them for that. I thank them for providing, for one, a roof over our head, food in our stomach, a bed to sleep in, and a safe country for me to wake up in. When my mom joined the military, she found out that she was pregnant with me. She was in boot camp and she had to leave. I was born in Lexington, Kentucky. Shout out to the UK Wildcats. So I was there for a 1 year and my mom went back home. She moved back to Champaign, Illinois, and she decided to have life. Instead of continuing on with her military service after having me, my mom decided to establish a family in Champaign, Illinois. Now, by the time I was 4, my mom was pregnant and married and had my little sister. Then came my little brother. Now, guess what? My mom went through life. My mom had life challenges, and ultimately she made the decision and sacrifice to join the military again. Now, at this time, I was 10. This starts my military journey, unlike a lot of other military brats. When my mom joined, her first duty station was Darmstadt, Germany. Ugh, I was so excited. I was so excited at the fact that I got to go to a foreign country. A lot of kids can't say that when they're my age. Unfortunately, I had to leave behind my friends, my school, everything that I knew, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, my cousins. I got to leave everything behind. And I moved to Germany with my mom. Now, I was excited, but I didn't know what to expect. One, being a new country to live in. Two, that my mom had a new job. My mom served for the United States Army. That's not the same job that she had when we left the United States. So now I'm on this new journey. Me and two of my siblings, we are now here to stomp the grounds of Germany. Now listen, Germany's not like the United States. It's totally different. The economy is what we call it, the economy, which is basically, you know, the stores, the restaurants, you know, the shopping areas. And that's what we call the economy. We went to the economy. It's definitely different. People are different. There's different cultures. There's different styles of dressing, food, everything's different. I quickly had to learn to adjust and adapt very quickly within my surroundings. Now, being overseas, you have to really, really, really be careful where you're going. You can't go everywhere. We are an American in a foreign country. Yes, Germany was one of our allies. However, there are others that come to Germany that are not supportive of the Americans, which I understood at that young age. But going into Middle school, I was so excited. Now I get to meet new friends and have new experiences. Super excited. So going through middle school, played basketball, had great friends, had great memories. Now I'm going to high school. High school's a different ball game. Why? Because my high school was an hour drive away from where I lived. My middle school was literally across the street. But now my high school is an hour away. I literally had to get on a bus, 6 o'clock in the morning. It was probably, I would say probably 6:55 we probably had to get on. And guess what? We missed that bus. You weren't going to school, by the way, because your parents, they were already at work. So you got on the bus and you traveled a whole hour to get to high school. Now, I don't know if you guys have heard, but the Autobahn in Germany is a place for you to drive on. Yes, I did not get to drive on it because I was younger. However, if you are able to ever go over to Europe and experience that, it's like no other. Make sure that you get a Mercedes or a BMW so you can get the entire feel of being on the Autobahn and experiencing going well over 100 miles per hour. Well, they have kilometers there. So, I lived over an hour away from my high school. And that travel back and forth every day was a lot, right? But also during my high school years, I played sports all 4 years, well, all 3 years. And but also outside of that, I also had to support my family. My mom was a single parent, and so I had to support her and making sure that my brothers and sisters were okay. Now, listen, went through middle school, went through high school. Now, guess what? My mom comes up for orders. Hold on, I'm a junior in high school. Where are you, what are you talking about, mommy? How are you leaving in the middle of my junior year? This is my prime time. She left in the middle of basketball season. She left in the middle of my junior year where I'm supposed to be applying and people looking at me for college. And I left. And guess where I landed? Washington, D.C. That was my mom's next duty station. I was super, super, super excited. I've never been up this way for travel, family. No one I knew lived in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area. So I was super excited. Like you could not tell me nothing different. However, again, I was sad because I had to leave my friends. I had to leave my school. I had to leave everything that I knew for the past almost 6 years of my life. I left it all. Now, yes, I know you guys are like, well, you can still stay connected. We had Facebook. Well, Facebook wasn't popping back then. Facebook was only for college students. Yes, I'm telling my age, but Facebook was only for college students really back then. So by the time I got to America, I couldn't really contact my friends unless I had their numbers. And yes, again, I didn't have a cell phone. I got a cell phone when, by the time I came to the United States, I got a cell phone. I think I was like 17. I got it, but all my friends lived in Germany. That long distance calling, that international calling is something different on the phone bill. It hits a little different. And let's be clear, the cell phone that I got was Sprint, the chirp chirp. So I can't be chirping people back in Germany. So I really didn't get to connect with the folks back in Germany, unfortunately. So came to a new school, by the way, was not on a military base. My mom lived in the county with everybody else blending in. We didn't live how we lived in Germany, where all of us military kids got to live together. We everybody on this base, in this housing development, we were all military kids. Now, coming to America, it's different. We lived on the economy. Again, this is I want to say a military term, but we lived on the economy. We lived amongst the civilians, which is different for me. That's my first time as a military child living amongst other civilians. Now, there's a camaraderie that we have with military kids, right? We understand each other. But when you come to a high school where, they don't understand you as a military child. They don't understand the challenges that you've been through. They don't understand that you are constantly moving. And so, you know, friendships are very tough on you. You know, developing these relationships and holding on to them is something very sacred to you. So going through my last year of high school was very challenging for me. I did not get the warm and fuzzies that I got from my military kids that were friends with me. So, you know, transferring over my last year was very tough. And so I was just happy to graduate. Honestly, I was happy just to get out of the school and go flourish and be an adult. And yes, by the time I was 18, I was out of my mother's house. I was able to graduate. A couple months later, I moved out. So what's next for me at this point? Well, my mom's leaving and my mom had to relocate to Georgia at this point. So I moved out. I was on my own. My mom left me in the DC area. My mom went to Augusta, Georgia with my other siblings. Now I'm really lonely. Now I really don't have anybody. Now I'm up here in this world, in this small little bubble of the DMV, and I don't know anybody. I know folks that I graduated high school with, which I only known them for a couple years by then. And my family that I love left and went to Georgia. And so, you know, a lot of fear struck over me, but I knew that I had to persevere. I knew that in order for me to survive in the type of environment that I landed in, I had to work. I had to go to school. I had to do something productive. And so I went to college. I went to a community college because my mom always instilled in me that it was important for us to go to school. And that's coming from, you know, her experiences growing up, that she knew that she wanted her kids to go to school. So we went to school. I went to school and, you know, went to a community college and graduated from the community college with an associate's degree in business enterprise systems. And I knew I wanted more. But at this time, I knew I had a full-time job and I was going to school full-time. And so I knew that I had to continue on to persevere and get this bachelor's degree to make my mom proud. So I went to a four-year university and got my bachelor's degree in information systems management. Now, to tell you a little bit about my college years, it was very difficult. And, you know, it was difficult for multiple reasons. For one, I was missing my family. So I was constantly driving down to Georgia to see my family. It was very, 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 very challenging. But also, while my mom was stationed in Georgia, she had to go to the war. She had to go off to the war. You know, what she signed up for. And this is while I was in college and I just could not focus. I actually failed a couple classes. Yes, Mom, I know you're finally hearing this. But yes, I failed a couple classes because I had so much anxiety because my brothers and sisters all had to be shipped off to different people as part of her childcare plan that the military requires you to have when you have kids. You know, my siblings had to be shipped off to different people. So that's four of my siblings. Very, 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 very distraught. I just did not know what to do. I could not understand what was happening. And on top of it, my mom was going to war. I cried. I couldn't focus. You know, I don't think anybody consoled me during that time because I just didn't know, is my mom coming back home? Am I ever going to see my siblings again? Like so many thoughts ran through my mind that I just could not focus on my schoolwork. And there was a couple of times that I was able to, you know, I was able to talk to my mom and, you know, have her provide me some reassurance and for me to get comfortable about this process that I was going through and what she was going through and that my siblings were okay. But it was hard. It was hard. And I just knew that I had it for one, I had to stay focused on school and the task at hand. I had to to have faith that my brothers and sisters were going to be okay and that my mom was going to come home. And so, honestly, that was one of the most challenging times for me as a military brat because I had no one else to turn to. You know, a lot of people don't understand a lot of the feelings and emotions that military brats go through because it's not like any other experience, you know? So my mom came back home. My family came back together. I graduated. And I just blew a deep sigh of relief, just knowing that my mom was still with me. And so, you know, luckily for my mom, you know, when she went to the war, she actually found her love, the love of her life. And so I guess there was a blessing in all of this, but I was happy for my mom. She came back and she found the love of her life and got married. And, you know, they relocated then again, PCS'd to Hawaii. So hello, now I'm really excited. Now I have a brand new location that I can go visit my mom in. I went to Hawaii one time, you guys, because the flight is something terrible. 12 hours is a long flight, but it was amazing going out to Hawaii and visiting my mom. And at this time now, my sister had left. She went off to college. She went to the University of Chicago. So my mom now started having, you know, her kids leave her. First was me, then my sister. And then while in Hawaii, my brother left. You know, this is awesome, right? This is a great experience. That my mom is finally seeing her babies leave, but she has two more left in the house. Lastly, my mom relocated to Texas, and that's where she retired at. And I have a sibling that graduated high school and went into the Army. And then I have my baby sister. She is currently still in high school, but just being a military brat and all of us and all of our experiences have been different, right? You know, for me, the two duty stations my mom had, you know, were Germany and in DC, but my siblings, they traveled way more than me. They traveled to Georgia, Hawaii, Texas, where my stop, I said, Mom, can't travel the path with you anymore. I'm staying in DC. You know, my siblings continued on to travel with her. And so their experiences are so much different than mine. What I can say is that us being military brats, we sacrifice a lot more than what we know, right? Because we just know this is our life. This is how things operate. This is what we do, right? But I really wanted to share with you just my perspective of like how rich my life is with my mom joining the military. Like, it's like no other. The experience that I have, the friends that I met, the memories are just priceless. The experience that I have in my teens, a lot of teenagers don't ever get to experience that. And I value that. And I thank you, Mommy, for joining the military, signing up and having the courage to defend our country, that I got to experience some of the beautifulest places in Europe because you decided to join. So for the month of April, I just wanted to celebrate the children who did not choose to sign up for the military life, but were born into the lifestyle. Just stay strong through it all. Continue on your courageous path. Work through your challenges that you will face, but you will always persevere. Additionally, I would like to just thank the Biden administration for recognizing April as the month of the military child. During a brief in the White House, President Biden recognized over 2 million active duty National Guard, reserves, and children of veterans who did not make the choice to serve live every day supporting their brave parents. He understood and recognized that the month of the military child should show the appreciation and the commitment of the military children in shouldering these challenges and recognize the stressors on military children brought by the unique demands of their parents and their military careers. Also, he wanted to recognize the strength of our armed forces, that it comes from not just those who wear the uniform, but their families who also serve on the behalf of the country. President Biden and the First Lady understands this. They too have grandchildren that have experienced their father being deployed to Iraq. The administration wants to continue to support military children and want to help ensure that they have opportunities to grow and live out their dreams. They have decided to mobilize all Americans to continue the national commitment to support and engage our military families by raising awareness about the unique aspects of the military life and working towards some solutions of its challenges. Join me on April 15th. It is the Purple Up Day as we celebrate Military Kids Day. Wear your purple, post a picture on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and at Camouflaged Heroes so we can see your smiling faces. For those of you that are listening, as always, don't forget to thank a veteran for their service. I love hearing from my listeners, military heroes, veterans, spouses. Message me your stories and let your voice be heard. And while you're doing that, go inside the podcast app, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. This helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission by helping us provide a voice for our service members, then make sure you subscribe. It makes a difference by leaving a review. And remember to thank a veteran.